Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Thank you for joining us here at the Empowering Ourselves radio show. I am your host, Kelaine Greenwood, your urban life coach. This is the show where we promise to always bring you empowerment from some of today's most gifted and inspiring minds, discussing topics and ways to live inspired and encouraged, purposeful lives. So please sit back and relax and enjoy the show.
Well, everyone, hello, hello, hello again. Thank you. Thank you for all everyone that listens to us, regularly. This is the Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. I'm your host, Kelaine Greenwood, okay? And I am the one and only, the Urban Life Coach. I love saying this part. This show is about learning how to have a higher quality of life. We promote higher quality of life. We want to give you tips and techniques from our guests, how to have your own higher quality of life, because we all have different support systems, and we're dealt different cards in our hands, so we have to use our resources, but we can get there, maximize it, learning to live our own best self, and this show's all about learning to create and live our own best life. Again, depending on our support system, resources, that we have, and we maximize that. And, there's always something that tries to limit us. Well, I like to call them struggles and barriers that are in the way. We have their inner struggles and outer struggles, and then there's a barrier. So, here at the Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio, we find out, identify that, and get us closer to living, being our best self and our best life, okay? But along the way, we enjoy our journey. We stay inspired and encouraged and hopeful along the way in this journey. We have fun with it, and we enjoy ourselves on this journey, no matter what the cost, because life is short, and that's what the show's about. And in doing this, we're being a better person than we were tomorrow. And don't forget, finding a higher purpose and meaning for our lives, Got to put that in there because that's what spices it up. That's what the show is about, okay? Now, sit back, everyone, and relax. We have our guest, Pauline Field. But first, the title of this episode is Anyone Can Be a Leader, okay? Now, our guest, Pauline Field, okay, some background bio on Pauline. She is the CEO and chair of 50/50 Leadership, okay? She's an author of two books, and she's going to tell you about them, okay? Now, she says she's an appointee of the Glendale's Commission on the status of women, okay, in Glendale, past board member of the United Nations Associations, ambassador of the World Leadership Day in Australia. She's been given many awards. Now here, what was I about to get? The international, former CEO of the International Field Works Incorporated. Okay, so the former CEO of that, she's involved in many, many, many activities, okay, of leadership and women leadership advocacy, And lastly, and most important, she says she's a proud mother and a grandmother of seven. So congratulations on her on that. So everyone listening, sit back, relax, and enjoy your time here at the Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. And let's give a warm welcome for our guest, Pauline Field. Hello, Pauline. Hello.
Good morning, Kelaine.
Good morning. And listeners, if you don't know, she's in California, and it is 3 a.m. So she's given us some valuable time. and is up at this time for us, okay? So yeah, I hope you got a cup of warm coffee there. I got mine.
Oh, absolutely, Keelan.
Yes, yes, yes. So, Pauline, let the listeners know, you know, who you are and what do you do. I gave a little background, but maybe you can want to add something to that on what you
yes,
do.
Yes, absolutely, Keelan. Yes, sure. Well, I've had a wonderful career as a management business consultant for about 50 years. And the last few years, I've been really focusing on 50-50 Leadership, which is a nonprofit that I founded, to really raise awareness of the fact that women are half the population. We really ought to be half the leadership, and we're not even close. And it just doesn't, to me, it just doesn't make sense, because women's voices really need to be heard. So I spend a lot of my time working to make that happen, and to bring awareness, and to really to celebrate women who are leaders, and to really point out that we all, men and women, are leaders if that's something we choose to be. And we don't have to have a title. We don't have to be the head of anything, but we can still be a leader. We can be a leader in our family. We can be a leader in our community. We can be a leader in our unit at work. Or we can merely be a leader by being an example of how to engage and encourage and empower people just by who we are and what we do. So that's really who I am. And you know, sometimes I've heard men say, well, women are taking over the world anyway. Why do we need, you know, this? And it's like, no, I don't think women are taking over the world. And from my perspective, I don't think it would be any better to have all women just as we have all men. I think that both men and women really do have something to share and something to give to how things are run, whether it is a family or whether it is a community or it's a country. I think that we lead from a different viewpoint. It's not that we necessarily lead differently. It's that we lead from a different viewpoint, because we are different. It's not one better than the other. It's just we're different.
Yes, I was waiting, because a couple months I had a guest on, and she was one of the ones that worked on Men's from Mars and Women Are from Venus. And she was like the after that book, she by the author, she was brought in to run some of the. She was taught by him to run workshops. Mm-hmm. You know, after that book, a couple of years after, so they started a workshop.
Right.
And you know how you hire people on to kind of to staff you, and just as you were saying, we are different. We're wired differently. We're all human.
That's right.
But the wiring, you know, as the saying goes, like women are more emotional. Men were more bravado and, you know, more, you know, like the protectors. And, you know, they say the women are the, you know, more caring, you know. And you're right. I started to really notice we're wired differently. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like you said, it's a matter of perspective. I mean, you can really bring another a perspective or twist on something if we're trying to find a solution, you know. It's nice to have another viewpoint, you know. And actually, that viewpoint might be better, because we never heard your viewpoint before, you know. It
That's
might
right.
be better, you know.
Well, you know, Keelan, one client that I had that always stands out for me that it was a large corporation, and I was working with this one department that had some issues, and it was a department of 100% women. And when I looked at, you know, how we can make the department more effective, we changed some things around, and they needed to hire somebody else. And I said, I know there's nothing you can do as far as, you know, you have to take the best person. I said, but if there's any opportunity to hire a man, you have to have a man in here. You know, having it all women doesn't work. And they were able to hire a man, and it changed the whole tone of the department. So it's really necessary that we have both. It's all men or all women. It just doesn't work. Women want to talk about everything. They want to check everything out. Women are more risk averse than men. And men just want to look forward, take the goal, see a way to it, and go for it. And both are necessary to get really good results. But, you know, leave it to all women, and we usually will take a long time to make the decision and make it happen. But you can leave it to men only, and they'll forget to look at something and will be blindsided later on. So when you've got both men and women looking at what's the best solution, you really do get the best solution.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
go ahead.
That resonates with me, with my spirit,
mm-hmm.
and it because as they say, two heads are better than one, and it's definitely time for change. As you know, we got our first black president, you know.
Right.
I'm going for Hillary, by the way.
Oh, good.
Real, I am. I'm going for Hillary. I really am.
Uh-huh.
She's my type of lady. I feel her. So, yeah, it's definitely time. It's definitely
mm-hmm.
time for changes. Yeah. Okay, let the listeners know about the books you've written and what the message that they give and where they can purchase them.
Okay. Actually, it's actually only one book, and it's called Feisty and Fearless, and the subtitle is Nice Girls Can Be Leaders. And, and it's really, you know, as you said with the title of this show, it's really a book about anyone can be leaders. We don't have to have a big title. We don't have to be a certain age. We don't even have to have a certain education. It really is a choice, because if you look at the leaders who you admire, who really engage and empower people, they have similar qualities. They have qualities such as integrity. You know, that people who say something and you can count on it, or say something that they're going to do and by a certain time, and you can count on them. I would imagine as a radio show host that it can be frustrating for you when somebody is late. You know, how do you run your show with somebody who's late? Or doesn't show at all. Exactly. So integrity is so important, and unfortunately, there's so many people who lack integrity. So knowing that your word really matters, that when you say something is going to be done, that you follow through and you do it. And if somewhere before it's you said it's due, if something comes up that you really come up and say, you know, it's not going to happen, or it's not going to happen when I said it would, then, you know, then you're cleaning up the fact that it's not going to happen as you thought. Because things, you know, life comes up and things happen, and sometimes you just can't come through. But the integrity is letting people know and seeing what can be done based on that. And another thing is courage. You know, sometimes it really does take courage to do what needs to be done. And you know, how many times have we all been asked to step up, and sometimes we just look away, and we just miss the opportunity. But then other times we do step up, and we can step up. With our organization, 50-50 Leadership, we give awards every year to three people who have stepped up. And, you know, these are regular, ordinary people who are doing their lives, and then they've been abroad in some other country, and they've seen a need, and they've said, oh my goodness, I need to do something about this. And they have. They didn't just talk about it, they stepped up and they took action. So whether it's something like that, or whether it's, you know, a project at work, or a friend in need, these are all actions that we can choose to step up to and be a leader. And, you know, so we do need a little courage. And let's face it, sometimes it takes courage just to get out of bed in the morning. And Yeah. But we can do it. And that one other thing that is so important in a good leader is caring. You know, there's so many leaders that really, I wonder if they're really human, because it doesn't seem like they care about anybody or anything other than themselves and their power and their money. And it's like, to me, that's not a leader. In my book, I call them mercenaries, because they really do not care.
When you said that, not caring and power, the first person that came to my mind was the Bush, our last Bush.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, it seemed like even when he would make a speech, it seemed like it was no authenticity in his caring. Mm-hmm. When, you know, I used to watch him when Al-Qaeda would come on and behead. I mean, he just lacked sympathy. And, you know, I seen President Obama cry plenty of times on TV, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And,
So
what
can
they...
Yeah, and you look at the emotional... Go ahead.
I was just going to ask for you to let the listeners know where they can purchase the book at. It. Did you tell them where to purchase it?
I didn't. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, you can purchase the book on Amazon, or you can go to our website, which is 5050leadership.org, and you can purchase it there, or on my other site, PaulineField.com. You can purchase it on that. So, you know, there's several places you can go to get the book.
Okay, listeners, you got that. You can pick up the book. What's the name of it again, Pauline? One more time.
It's called Feisty and Fearless, Nice Girls Can Be Leaders.
Yes, okay, listeners, you can pick that up at Amazon or her website, which is PaulineField.com.
Right.
Yeah, check her website out too. Okay, if I asked you, Pauline, what message do you want to leave, or your legacy, or what message that you would like to leave others after working with them or meeting someone, what would that be? Just in one short sentence.
I'd like to leave them with that confidence really comes from knowing who you are and being willing to step out and step up and make your voice heard. And confidence can get you anywhere and makes the whole difference in the world of whether you're satisfied with what you do or not.
Okay. There you have it, listeners. Pauline Field said confidence is one of the lost my train of thought there real quick. I'm only 41. But is the core message that she would like to leave us, like her legacy, you know, is with confidence, you know, you can do anything, and it can take you far. So let's play with that, listeners, okay? Take that in. We just don't say words just so they can float in the air. This is a lot of wisdom going, and this is coming from 50, 30, 50 years of plus experience. Pauline Field has in this area, I mean, in what she does. So let's, and you know, confidence, we need that, listeners, and just building ourselves and empowering ourselves, you know, because of course, and having a higher quality of life, we have whole different aspects, 8, 9, 10 major areas in our life, you know, friends, family, income, career, health, social fun, spirituality, happiness. So, you know, then you have yourself. I mean, you know, so listeners, let's take that down, confidence. Any future events, Pauline, projects going on where you can be catched at or tuned in to anything new you're doing where we can, you know, follow you?
Well, if you're in the area of Pasadena, California, on the 19th of October, we're having a formal launch of the book. And so I will be talking, and a lot of the people that I interviewed in the book will be there also to speak. And, of course, you'll be able to sign a copy of the book. So that's going to be at the Women's City Club in Pasadena on the 19th at 6:30 p.m. And that's at 160 North Oakland in Pasadena. And then you can check our website, PaulineField.com, for other events that will be being scheduled both on the radio, on the internet, and live.
Okay, listeners, yeah, do that. Check the website out and find out what events she's going to be doing. She got a radio show coming up, so yes, we can, listeners. You can keep in contact, you know, with Pauline by checking, you know, and see what she's got going on. I advise listeners also, the guests that are on the show, check out their webpage. See how it speaks to you, because this is only a 30-minute show, and we're actually only talk maybe 15 or 20. So the listeners out here, man, you know, there's only so much. That, I mean, you go to their webpage, and are you contact them, the phone number, email. A lot of, you know, they, you can get a lot more by going there yourself and getting some of the free stuff or getting some information and seeing some testimonials and, you know, see some of the work they do and what they got going on. So, you know, I, that's one of the things I do advise, you know, listeners to do. And then, you know, you get a lot of free information on there too, the blogs and the, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, just check out Pauline's Plainfield webpage. That's PaulineField.com. All the social media is going to be loaded up with the show, as we always do. Okay, we have just a few minutes left, like 2 minutes. Pauline, see if I can get another question in.
Sure.
For the listeners out here, for those wanting to be leaders, okay, can you give them one or two tips that they can do at home or start doing to practice leadership or something they can do to empower themselves and you know, get them started on becoming a leader?
Absolutely. In my book, I have 14 different challenges, is what I call them, of things that you can do. So one that I have in the book is that for the next month, pay attention to the people around you. Notice when you show them that you care. It could be a smile or a word of encouragement or support or adding a little extra personalization to an email. But just, you know, pay attention and see, you know, what opportunities are there for you to really extend yourself in a way that shows that you care. And sometimes it is those little things that, you know, touch of an arm or that smile or that that extra little something. Maybe there's somebody at work that you can send a card to. There are some free sites where you can send a card very easily. And just letting them know, or somebody that you admire at work, you know, letting them know, thank you. Thank you for all that you do. And when you start to do that, it starts to give you that confidence, and you start to see yourself as a leader. So that would be definitely one thing you can do.
Okay, all right. That's, I am going to practice that more myself, because I love this show because I get free tips. It's like I'm getting a free session, and you know, I get so much, and a lot of it, I retain a lot of it, believe it or not, you know, because I'm on this mission just to be the best I can be and help others along the way. But one thing that I notice is I never feel that I'm more than the next person. Okay, now we got 30 seconds left. I want to thank our guest, Pauline Field. Love to have you again. I will email you. I emailed you. Check your email for that link. Everyone, we are out of time. Go check her out at PaulineField.com. Support the hosts and the guests by sharing, liking, tweeting, and following us. You can download every episode from iTunes and Stitcher. Media links are uploaded with the episode. You guys stay inspired and encouraged and hopeful, regardless of the ups and downs you go through. Love life and enjoy yourself and have fun through all things. Love y'all. Urban Life Coach signing out. Thank you, Pauline.
Thank you, Keelan.
Ooh.